Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup pod and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of PMU Unfiltered. This week's episode, we're going to talk about how you can get your own virtual assistant. Hey guys, what's up and welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. It's your host Marlo and thanks for tuning in again, however you are tuning in, whether it is the podcast and you are listening to me in your car, on the subway, metro, whatever your mode of transportation is, or maybe you're listening to me on my YouTube channel at Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo in the folder PMU Unfiltered, and you can see I am in my studio today and I've been trying to work through a filming situation where I'm set up in my studio and it just makes me think a little bit more about business. Of course, I'm always thinking about business. I mean, if you guys love what you do and I just like hustling, generally speaking. I like going to work. I like being creative. I mean, if you guys haven't listened to my Finding Creativity in the Process, like, you obviously can tell that I am an innately creative person and I really love finding creativity even in the most mundane tasks. So for me to be creative, to allow myself the flexibility and allow my mind to flex into creativity, is having systems in place and having things at its easiest point. So if you're a permanent makeup artist, I think you can understand that a little bit. There are things that we do and set our studios up in certain ways that make our lives easier. Your bed being in a place that you always like it. Your tray table being like in that area that you know you can like slay and get to it. Now, if there's something that's really bothering you within your studio space that drives you nuts, like tripping over cords or even looking at the cords or your charging station for your phone or for your clients. Yeah, you gotta have those things. Come on, of course. It's really hard for some of you guys. I know you're popping beds up and popping lights out and transforming rooms into multiple surfaces, maybe working in the back of a salon and that salon owner isn't ready to give over that real estate space to you solely. And I feel for you guys. That's really hard. That's really, really hard to have a transient space when you're doing permanent makeup because a lot of the focus comes from the comfort and the flexibility of our spaces. Like, if there's like a crack in your area that you have to like kind of like hump over when you're wheeling around talking to the client, how annoying. It's all I think about. And you're always just kind of about to apologize for some like weird sound and stuff. Trust me, I know. Every space kind of has its quirks, especially if you don't have the flexibility financially to make huge overhaul adjustments, obviously, right? You feel me? Make things easier in your studio. Again, if there's something really driving you nuts or wires that your client is tripping over to get to your electric bed, just put some electric tape down or put the ring light on a different base that works better for you so it isn't tipping over. Little things like that are gonna make going to work so much better. I've also been working on a few other things that make going to work so much better. Running a business and operating a business is extremely hard work, and everyone kind of forgets to tell you about that. They kind of brush it off and say like, you know, of course, yeah, oh, I'm gonna start my own lash business, or I'm gonna go run out and do this, and I'm just gonna take a permanent makeup course and make six figures in my first year. Oh my God, remember when you were sold that? Me too. And that's just not the reality. There's so many systems that get in place, and now that I've been running my own permanent makeup studio for 5 years, actually, I take that back. I have been a permanent makeup artist for 5 going on 6 years, and I've been running my own studio for 2.5 years. In running my own studio for the past like 2.5 years, I've found that it's really a lot of work. I mean, everything is just a lot. The lists that I have to get through, my to-do lists are long and winded. And if you listen to my other podcasts, you hear a lot about how I was an admin before I started doing permanent makeup. I was an executive assistant in the advertising agency. I really am so thankful for that past of mine because it really allowed me a lot of organizational skills, client-facing forward relation skills, marketing skills. I mean, I was working in advertising and I was working at executive level stuff. So my past career was really a great foundation, a great skeleton to opening up my own business. And I am so thankful for that. I also realize that that's not everybody. Some of you have been raising a family and you know, are just entering the job field. And then some of you are coming from nursing careers, which you're so freaking smart about all the medical side of permanent makeup. And that sets you apart from our industry. No matter who you are, I've realized through a lot of our conversations that this is hard. Opening up a business is really hard. What? News? Holy shit. I think CNN's gonna pick this up. I'm just giving you guys some breaking news right now. I had an idea and I really struggled with implementing my idea because I was so burnt out. And if that sounds like you, you are in good company, my friend, because running a business causes a lot of burnout. Even though I was a very organized person back in my past life, my past career, I'm a creative person. I'm a very entrepreneurial spirit. I need someone behind me to double check all of my crazy kooky ideas and double check my business before I go to work all day and I'm working with my hands all day. And if this sounds like you, I know how it is. The Apple Watch is going off with your phone ringing, your next client coming in, someone inquiring about your business, or you know, just all the reasons why we get these phone calls. And it's really overwhelming. So here you are already performing a service over someone's face and your mind is elsewhere. Your mind knows that you have to get home and feed your family and then put the kids to bed. Or look, I don't even have kids and I'm still overwhelmed by my business. I know it takes the hours outside of our physical nature of being here performing permanent makeup, which is a lot of time. But I have a solution for you. It has been a long-term maturing thought that I'm so excited to present to you because not only do I know it's an idea I stand behind, it's an idea that I have turned into a reality, an idea that I have unlocked something very, very, very important for this industry, much like this podcast. I was one of the first people that saw that there was no permanent makeup podcasts out there. No one was taking this raw, gritty nature of what we do, bringing this essence of tattooing and the beauty industry into a talk show, essentially, for us to get to know each other and form a sense of community. And I started that here for you guys. In the same exact vein, I needed help. I needed help in my business because I was drowning emotionally, physically, and mentally in my business. Pardon my French, and you guys know I just curse a little bit up in here because I'm passionate. I made a motherfucking game changer up in here for you guys, and I cannot wait anymore. I have to tell you. I have developed a virtual assistant agency specifically geared towards beauty professionals. The name of the agency, developed by me, run by me, and oversought by me, is called Vanity Virtual Assistants. Of course, I wanted to develop something based around beauty, and why not encompass all the beautiful things that we do in our lives, all the beauty services that need a virtual assistant so desperately, so we can offload this time-consuming administrative work to get back to loving what we do. Right? I think that to me is such an important mission statement because I was so overwhelmed and drowning. Vanity Virtual Assistants is a special place in the beauty industry. It is a virtual assistant agency where I source and train a virtual assistant for you. Upon meeting you in the discovery call, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we do and what we can offer. But first, I want to hear about what you need. And I have an idea of what you need, because if you're coming to me and you're booking this call, it's because the social media is overwhelming you, the posting, the writing the copyright, the hashtagging, the keeping up with the content, keeping up with the trends, keeping up with the reels, it has got you totally up to your neck. The client management, hitting you up in the DMs, in the emails, the client rescheduling, the stock management and how often you need to buy your products, what products you need when that product is sold out on Amazon, your multiple suppliers that you're dealing with, your connections and your engagement with your followers on Instagram, as well as your clients. If you're like me, I have a very close relationship with my clients on Instagram and in DM. And boy, does that overwhelm me at times. I love seeing them there. It feels real and connected, but it's still a lot. My phone is constantly going off with needs. My phone is constantly demanding needs of me. And that's going off not only while I am performing my permanent makeup services, where I cannot do that. It's also in the morning and at night, and when I'm out at a barbecue, and when I'm spending time with my family, and when I'm at the movies, you know, it's nonstop. So a virtual assistant is someone that can be there to help you run your business in the background. What if you had a virtual assistant that picked up your phone line and actually answered all those inquiries, answered every single question about permanent makeup or lashes or massages or facials or the products that you use? All these questions can be answered by a well-equipped Vanity Virtual Assistant. Vanity Virtual Assistant, again, run by me, organized by me, sourced by me. Nothing happens without me knowing. Those assistants are trained in your beauty systems. Your beauty systems that you use. Example, I use Acuity, Instagram, TikTok, as well as Google Business, Yelp, and a multitude of other systems. My Vanity Virtual Assistant is trained in all those systems, as well as my phone line too. So not only is she trained in my systems, but she's also trained in my services. She is a mini me, totally behind the scenes and also very much inside my business. Now, because she is not here physically in my studio, it actually saves me a massive savings. You do not need an in-house receptionist or an in-house someone to meet and greet people. Quite frankly, you can sweep your own studio. You can organize your own needs. But what you can't do is give more time out of your fingertips and your mind to help these clients out, to run your business, to execute more tasks, to handle your social media, to execute your project management. It's too much. For me, my Vanity Virtual Assistant has allowed me to be more creative. I'm allowed to sit here right now and tell you about this because I have the emotional, mental, physical capacity because my administrative task lists are actually getting done. And not by me. This is how you boss up. This is how you become the badass boss brow bitch that everyone was talking about. It's reserving your time, conserving your energy, and delegating to someone who's also gonna get it done. Not a handout neighbor, best friend, your kid running your social media. When you get a Vanity Virtual Assistant, they actually get your shit done. I'm so excited to present to you guys Vanity Virtual Assistants. This is motherfucking life-changing for our business, for our industry, to have these people pre-trained in your services means that they are up and running in about 7 to 10 business days. I'm so overwhelmed with your gratitude and love when it comes to dealing with PMU Unfiltered, and I'm so excited to give something back to you. Something tangible, something real, something that's actually going to help you gain control of your life and your business. So if this at all intrigues you, please book a discovery call, learn more about us. We have multiple packages that can suit your pricing needs. I wanted to make something that was going to work for everybody. Thank you so much again, PMU Unfiltered community. And it's time to go because I have some discovery calls to get on. And I can't wait to tell them about how their whole business is about to level up. Bye, guys.